Welcome to another edition of my Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today we'll ask the question, what is socially responsible or socially conscious investing, and is it right for me? Socially responsible investing is where you try to align your investments to reflect the values that you want to see promoted in society or that are most closely aligned with your own value system. You might be making these choices based on religious, moral, philosophical, or even political reasons. When you make an investment in a stock, you can take your research down to several broad areas like, what is this company's international involvement? What are their employee relations like? What is their energy policy? What is their product? How do they treat the environment? Are they good corporate citizens? Most people who attempt to implement a socially responsible investment approach are either avoiders or supporters. Avoidance investors would try to shape their investment portfolio in order to avoid making investments in things like companies that are involved in alcohol, tobacco, firearms, casinos, or things that promote what they consider to be an unhealthy lifestyle. In contrast, supporters might be trying to avoid types of behaviors, but also want to own those firms that promote certain values. Okay, so you might fit into either camp. We know you are an investor. Now the question turns to how do you craft a portfolio like this, and whether it is really appropriate for you. This might also depend on how strong your conviction is to a certain set of beliefs or objectives. Using a socially responsible investing filter, the investment universe gets pretty narrow rather quickly. And in addition to being socially responsible, you've got to invest with the dual purpose of making money. Socially responsible portfolios do not statistically perform any better or worse than a portfolio of non-socially responsible investments, so that argument is not really big. Looking closely at these kinds of companies will give you a better feel about the risks involved, but your criteria will also need to include sound business principles. This ensures that the investments are not made based solely on the company's socially responsible activities. The bottom line is that value is value, whether it is in the form of a socially responsible company or not. In the end, in any economic structure, the companies that are not profitable or are not economically viable in the long run will not exist as ongoing concerns, which is the most socially responsible thing that a corporation can do for its investors, employees, and the community. I'll close here. I hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. Please visit me at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact my office at 210-317-3118 if we can plan a private meeting to discuss your particular investment situation.